don't underestimate the power of imagery, the power of the soul, the power of prayer. It is such a difficult concept for us to grasp with our Western minds, but we know that prayer can heal. We know that prayer can harm. We know that a simple sand painting on the desert floor can change an individual's health. Tibetan monks that are making mandalas in street corners are doing this to bring their prayers for the healing of America, of our world, that they see us ailing. Don't underestimate the power of prayer. Don't underestimate the power of imagery, the power of the soul, the power of spirit. I was very fortunate to have a mentor, an Indian mentor, that took me under his wing and trained me in the ways of shamanic medicine. And he would tell me that I had a tremendous amount of information, but very little knowledge, since I had my PhD by that time. And he would point out the difference between information and knowledge to me, that information was knowing the composition of water, knowledge was being able to call on a storm and water the fields. And he would say to me that I was an interior decorator of my psyche. And he would compare the psyche or the soul to an oxbow lagoon like you find in the Amazon, which seems to be its own entity, but you know it's fed by the waters of the Amazon, even though it has very distinct shoreline. And he would say to me that I spend 95% of my energy decorating and redecorating the shorelines of my lagoon, of my soul, and taking whatever debris floated on my beaches and building my thatched huts and sandcastles. And when my dreams didn't work out, how I would take all of that flotsam and tree trunks to the other end of the beach and begin building the next dream. And he would say, Alberto, I can place my hand at the source of that river and create a ripple that will change the contours of the shorelines of your soul. Or I can create a ripple that perhaps will overturn your canoe when you're in it. Or if you have fallen out of your canoe, might save your life by washing you ashore. And I can do all of this by placing my hand at the source and creating a ripple that will change the shoreline of your soul. This is the shaman's intent, is to work way upstream so that we don't have to spend 95% of our time fixing and repairing and maintaining the condition of our souls, so that we can spend 5% of our time doing that and 95% of our time being at one with spirit. And we do this by working at the energetic domain.